Hey there. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. That was Genghis Tron from their Dream Weapon LP. That was a song called Great Mother. Hammers of Misfortune before that with Going Somewhere. We start off with Darsombra's Transmission. A good song for getting settled into the still pretty dang long night. So, you are listening to a show called Consolidation. Some quick business to take care of. You can help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It is quick, and it can protect you all season. Secondly, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like the flu. Cover your cough. Stay home from work or school if you are sick, and wash your hands often. Thirdly, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. You can learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu. And a reminder that WRCT is supported in part by the fine folks at Attic Records. Attic Records is in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, although you might want to call over the holidays just to be sure. Attic Records provides new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the money, or all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs. With no collection too big or too small, you can visit Attic Records today or give them a call at 412-821-8484 to make sure that they're open and then get the music that you need. If you or your company are interested in underwriting our radio station, send us an email. Send it to pr@wrct.org. We'll send you information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Reminder that a playlist for this show is available at our website at wrct.org. That's everything. This is Mastodon.
moederloos, weeskind, bemind. Wees mijn houvast, mijn toeverlaat. Toeverlaat mij nooit. Hou vast. Mijn ooit. De laatste vlucht van de kraai. Het brandend nest ontvlucht. Gezucht uit monden. De rivier breed. Vreed. Wijd. En toegewijd. Gewijde aarde, vreedheid, vrede, de smeekbede. Het gaat ons goed. Huid, ons huis, zo worden littekens. gedicht voor niemand gedragen hebt, eindigt hier. Het is eeuwig, ik val. Ik sla de ogen neer, het hoeft niet meer.
Thank you. I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
There's one thing I can tell you. When they tell me my little brother was dead, I cried and cried until tears of blood streamed down my cheeks. And later, Kathy and Tommy attempted to explain the phenomenon by saying I must have broken some blood vessels in my eyes. I prefer a more biblical interpretation. Now, 10 days after he was killed, we buried him in the small cemetery down the road from my parents' house in East Tennessee. Suki and Danny brought Joey's ashes from California, and Kathy, Tommy, and I swung through Cleveland and picked up Paul on the way down. Some legal problems in Minnesota prevented Ricky from leaving that state, but his wife, Joni, came. Kathy and I picked up Suki and Danny at the Nashville airport, and there was some problem with the baggage, so while Suki and Kathy were getting it sorted out, I bundled Danny up and went to the bar for a drink. And sitting there with his 3-year-old son, I remembered a couple of months earlier when I had what would be my last drink with Joey. I'd lost my brother, but gained a nephew and a sister-in-law. It was like some kind of bizarre cosmic baseball trade with God. And there's questions you can ask. Why him and not me? Was it a heart attack or a reaction to the medication or something else? How could he be dead when I talked to him that very morning on the telephone? You can ask all you want, but you won't find anybody who can answer you. The thing about Joey was he thought it was really possible to be happy, like unhappy all the time. And he was always running and looking for that happiness in New York and LA and Europe, and with women and drugs and money and booze, and his family and his wife and his child and God. He thought you could do something, go to a place, swallow something, love somebody, or believe in something, and that in itself would make you happy. And he was killed early on the morning of Saturday, November 16th, in a one-vehicle accident in the Hollywood Hills section of Los Angeles. He was driving west when, for no apparent reason, the newspaper said, his car crossed 3 lanes of traffic, struck a concrete planter, smashed 2 parked cars, and plowed into the side of a building. He was 33 years old, and I gave the eulogy at the funeral. I wrote it drunk the night before, and I was worried I wouldn't be able to get through it. But once I got up in front of the people, I was in control, and I got through it fine. Joey was a rock and roll drummer, and he lived like a rock and roll drummer, and he died like one, I said. Jimmy Climax called from New York when he heard all the wrong people are dying, he said. So in the end, he split to a place where I can't even call him on a telephone anymore. I think about him looking for his happiness, and I wonder if he found it. You know, death was always funny to me before. It was funny to all of us. I heard Joey say 1,000 times, live fast, die young, and leave a pretty corpse. And I'm not talking about the death of some beloved grandmother, which is somehow quite different, but the deaths of our friends, musicians, and former colleagues. Like Steve Bader's having a cigarette on the sidewalk outside his shop in Paris while his beautiful wife browsed inside. A Peugeot sedan jumped the curb and knocked him down, but I'm all right, he said, getting back up and dusting himself off. He died that night in his sleep of a brain hemorrhage. Or Johnny Thunders, no more than 6 hours after checking into the St. Peter guest house on Burgundy Street in the French Quarter in New Orleans. Gone, dare say, those who knew him better than me, to get straight. Dead on the floor of his room, his blood the dream of some rookie toxicologist. Pete Haskin, the sax player, withered away and dead of AIDS in a Harlem tenement, or Mike Antle, who, after nursing his mother to a horrible death by cancer, blew his brains out after being diagnosed with the same condition. Bradley Fields, dead of who knows what in some filthy Rikers Island cell, yeah. Live fast and die young. It was always, oi, dead boy, this one's for you. I'll see you when I get there, mother. And now I'm not even sure there is a there. I only know that I feel more and more disconnected with this world, and that even those of us who are left alive are somehow less real. It's like you're not the same person today you were yesterday. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. I know the saddest place in the world, man. It's down in Tennessee. Suki called right before Christmas. She was going nuts. A couple of years earlier, she bought Joey a video cassette copy of It's a Wonderful Life. It was his favorite movie. She said he cried every time he watched it. Now it was on TV 3 times a day in LA, and she just couldn't get away from it. George and Harry Bailey, Mary, Bert,